the Trader Cop Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
We know that when Bitcoin sneezes, the rest of the market catches a cold, and it's been no different over the last 24 hours. Holding its ground, yada, 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 boring. But not boring if you're trading against Bitcoin, because there have been some amazing opportunities. Oh, it's been an early one for me. I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning because I was just on the wonderful Naomi Brockwell's crypto quiz show, and I goddamn want it. Sit down. That's right. This guy knows something. Most people that are in crypto now are already out of crypto. And what I mean by out of it is you've already bought. One of the things that I teach and preach and practice is if you're not feeling up to it, you shouldn't be trading. Ethereum, very sideways, not a leader, following Bitcoin, grinding slowly, ever so slowly, gently higher. Now we're starting to see things like the conversation around the ETF becoming important, and it is important. But it's not the only thing that's important. I didn't take that either, but a number of the members did. And they did the right thing, because I was being too picky. IOTA was one pulling back into the cradles, and I was looking for a cradle trade. I got the cradle trade, it pulled back in. You're having it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Not a positive, minute, microscopic piece of news. We need something really strong to get this market moving. My job to light it up and go, here you go, guys. Here's what I like the look of. Doesn't mean you have to trade any of that. As a matter of fact, you can go and find your own trades. Until it breaks, it's nothing more than a point of view. It's nothing more than an observation. We need to wait for that breakout. The stock market sold off, so Bitcoin sold off. I'm not saying there's any correlation there because there was a pretty big lag in that. I'm not quite sure what it was. It could just be that there was more sellers than buyers. I'm not trying to make mini-me's here. I'm trying to teach you or empower you to be able to make your own decision to be the best trader that you can be. There are opportunities if you know where to look and you know how to look. Not all is lost because the market is sideways. There's opportunity out there. You just got to know exactly what you're doing and exactly what you're looking for.